The Torah Parshas Maaseh in Perek Lamed Gimel Pasuk Lamed Ches records the death of Aaron HaKohen. The Torah tells us that Aaron HaKohen died in Hor HaHar, and it was in the 40th year that after Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim. While the Torah briefly references it here in Parshas Maaseh, there is a much longer discussion in Parshas Chukas, where the Torah really describes what exactly happened at the end of Aaron's life and how it got passed over from him to his son, to Elazar. And then what you find, which I think is very interesting, is, again, another reference here in Parshas Ekev, where the Torah also tells us, V'nei Yisrael nasu mibeiros b'nei Yaakov Mosera, sham meis Aaron v'yikavir sham v'yichayin Elazar b'neo tachtav. So what we find is in Chumash, a couple of different places, where Chumash describes the death, or at least references the death of Aaron HaKohen. One of the questions to ask, which I think is interesting, is what exactly was the impact of the death of Aaron HaKohen? And if you look at the way it's presented in different parshios, be it in Parshas Chukas, here in Parshas Maaseh, and also in Parshas Ekev, with the various Mefarshim, one does glean a variety of different insights. And I want to try to share, I think, three different areas in which Klal Yisrael felt the impact of Aaron's death. The first, just to understand Aaron a little bit, typically we associate Aaron, I think, with two different areas of success in Avos Hashem. One, the Mishnah tells the Maseches Avos that Aaron is the Ohev Shalom, Verodev Shalom, Ohev Esabrios, and Mekarv LaTorah, that Aaron is a person who succeeded so wonderfully in his interaction with other people. We also know that Chumash tells us in Parshas Acharei Mos, Aaron HaKohen is the one who is able to enter Lifnai V'Lifnim. Aaron is the Kohen Gadol. Aaron is the one who is most often associated with the bringing of Karbanos, with the consecration of the Mishkan. Aaron is the one associated with a certain high level of intense avoda, again, specifically in the realm of the Mikdash. Ad kedei kach, the Gra, slightly different versions of what exactly he said, but the Gra even maintained in their opinions like this in Chazal, that Aaron HaKohen, unlike the other subsequent Kohen Gadols that would only be able to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur, Aaron HaKohen was on such a level that whenever he would perform what we would call Yom Kippur Avoda any day of the year, that would permit Aaron to enter Kodesh HaKadoshim. He actually had access to that area in a way which no one else would. So Aaron really succeeded in two very different areas. One, he was the Ohev Shalom, and two, he was the one who's most associated with Karbanos and entering the Kodesh HaKadoshim. What does it have to do with Aaron's death? So the Gemara Maseches Tainis tells us in Daf Tes that when Aaron HaKohen died, it says the Gemara, Amud Anan B'Schus Aaron, that the Amud Anan, that the cloud of glory was there, B'Schus Aaron. And when Aaron died, so says the Gemara, Meis Aaron Nistalku Anani Chavo, that when Aaron died, the Ananim went away. And that is a... And that highlights, again, one element of Aaron's death. What's the significance? Why did Aaron bring the Anani HaKavod, and why did they leave? So Mefarshim highlight one of these two elements of Aaron HaKohen. The Chasam Sofer writes that Aaron is the Ohev Shalom V'Rodev Shalom. That is his legacy. And what Aaron did was Aaron tried to bring a culture into Klal Yisrael in which people were not going to be jealous one of the other. That we were going to get along. There's not going to be a certain kind of ayin hara of me looking at you in one way with a judgmental, criticizing, or certainly jealous kind of an eye. What the Anani HaKavod represented through was Bizchus Aaron. They were able to protect Klal Yisrael. The Anani HaKavod says the Chasam Sofer. They were there, and they were able to protect Klal Yisrael from an ayin hara, from the stares of their neighbors. It was able to serve as a protective kind of an influence for Klal Yisrael. So the first major legacy of Aaron is the Aaron of the Ohev Shalom. And that's how the Chasam Sofer understands why Dafka Aaron was able to bring the Anani HaKavod, because they also protected Klal Yisrael in a very meaningful way. The Kli Yakar, however, in Parshas Sefer Shmos, Perek Yizayin, Pasuk Ches, offers a different suggestion. The Anani HaKavod are not there to protect Klal Yisrael, rather they represent Hashem's Shechina that is found within Klal Yisrael. And suggested Kli Yakar, here we find Aaron's other legacy. Aaron, not one who's Ohev Shalom, Rodev Shalom, but rather Aaron who is going to be there in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Aaron is going to be there who is Bizchus, all the Karbanos that he brought, was going to ensure that the Shechina was going to be brought into Klal Yisrael. In which case, what we have is as follows. The Torah describes the death of Aaron HaKohen in a couple of different parshios. What was the impact of the death? So the Gemara Maseches Tainus tells us the impact of the death was that suddenly we no longer had the Inyan HaKavod. What was it? What was the real connection between Aaron and the Inyan HaKavod? So this connects to the two main ideas we typically associate with Aaron HaKohen. One, he is the Oyev Shalom, the Rodeh Shalom. That's what Chasam Sofer highlights. And then HaKavod, where there is a protective force for Klal Yisrael, just like Aaron tried to contribute to bring a certain kind of unity within Klal Yisrael. And the Kliyakar, the other element of Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen, who was able to be associated with the world of Mikdash, with the world of Karbanos, who ensured the Shekhinah was going to be there. And when Aaron died, it wasn't just like what the Chasam Sofer references, that the unity in Klal Yisrael was somewhat damaged, but rather it was what the Kliyakar suggests, what he suggests, that it was a somewhat of a diminished presence of the Shekhinah in Klal Yisrael as a result of the loss of Aaron HaKohen. The Netziv, however, in Parshas Maaseh, introduces based on a diuk in the Pasuk, in Parshas Ekev, the Netziv develops this idea at length in the Emek Davar. The Netziv suggests that Aaron, though, really had an additional contribution that he made. He writes here in Parshas Ekev, in Perek Yud, Pasuk Vav, he writes that Aaron and Moshe were both the heads of the Sanhedrin in a certain sense. However, Aaron and Moshe, suggest in the Tziv, each one was successful, each one's chelek in Torah was slightly different. Moshe, when there was a question, was able to paskin through derech hachakira v'hapilpul. Aaron, however, suggests the Netziv succeeded dafka in the realm of svara, in a certain kind of hora'ah for Klal Yisrael. Aaron had a unique approach to how to paskin shilas. Aaron was not just the one who was great interpersonally with others, nor is he the one who was just great as far as his ability to go lifnai v'lifnim. Suggests in the Tziv, Aaron represented a certain style of psak halacha. And when Aaron died, suggests in the Tziv, there was no one left who could really take it over. Even Aaron's son Elazar, Chazal understand, was really a Talmud of Moshe Rabbeinu. That was really his methodology, that was really his style. Aaron himself was really much more. When he passed away, also his style in learning passed away. What we've seen is as follows. While the Torah describes the death of Aaron HaKohen in different contexts, there are really three things that happened when Aaron died. Number one, Aaron, the Oyev Shalom, the Rodeh Shalom, the idea of the Chasam Sofer, Nistakwa Nani HaKavod, when Aaron was there, he was able to bring a certain kind of unity for Klal Yisrael. The second insight, one of the Kliyakar, Aaron was the one who's associated with Karbanos. And when he passes away, then HaKavod go away, because now there's a little bit less of the Shekhinah in Klal Yisrael. The Netziv introduces a third idea. For the Netziv, what we lost in many ways when Aaron passed away, one component of his death, was not just the loss of a person, but rather the loss of a methodology of Torah study, of a method of psak halacha, a certain kind of svara and hora'ah that was not going to be there upon the death of Aaron HaKohen. I want to end by pointing out something which I think is very beautiful, an insight that I'm very fond of. Typically, we associate these character traits as being associated with very different kinds of people. The person who's the Oyev Shalom v'Rodeh Shalom, the one that's great about building a certain kind of unity in Klal Yisrael, is often the same kind of person that is very, very focused on the people, and his own kind of intense personal kedusha sometimes isn't there, and many times that's okay, but he's a person who's really out there with other people. And sometimes the one who's associated with the world of Mikdash, with entering the Lefnai v'Lefnim, is one that we think is going to not be able to have the same kinds of interactions with other people. He's going to be someone who is somewhat more introverted. He's going to be there focusing on his own personal Kedusha, and he's not going to be there the same way in the day-to-day interactions. Certainly both of those people, the person that focuses on a certain kind of Kedusha, and that which is the person that's very involved in Klal Yisrael and Klal work, is sometimes not the one that we also associate with a certain kind of high level of Torah study, which the Netziv highlighted, of a certain kind of Hora'ah. Part of the greatness of Aaron HaKohen was that he had all of these different elements within him, that he was able to show us that a person can strive for a certain high level kind of Kedusha, a person can strive for a certain high level impact in his realm, in the realm of Torah study, and that same person can have incredible, warm, sensitive, meaningful relationships with many, many people. That was part of the greatness of Aaron HaKohen, to integrate so beautifully these different kinds of components. Maybe that's why, just a quick insight, on Yom Kippur, Aaron is one who goes lifnai v'lifnim, but his kapara is a kapara for all of Klal Yisrael. Because Aaron's a person that understood that his own personal success and personal ambition in Avodas Hashem was one that could integrate very nicely his impact with others. While Aaron passed away, referenced in Parshas Chukas, referenced here in Parshas Maaseh, referenced again in Parshas Akev, the impact of Aaron's death is one that is very meaningful, in particular during the 3 weeks. The 3 weeks is a time when we lost the Mikdash. We don't have that ability to offer karbanos. The 3 weeks is a time when the Gemara says in Nedarim that part of why we lost Eretz Yisrael, Al Shalom Berchu Batorah Tchila, we didn't have the same kind of commitment to Talmud Torah that maybe we should have. And the Gemara Maseches Yuma tells us that we lost the Mikdash because of a certain kind of sinas chinam, of lack of sensitivity to others. Aaron HaKohen excelled in all of these areas, and may we be zocha to learn from his legacy to try to improve and to be able to have a Mikdash, be able to have a certain kind of high-level Talmud Torah, which we are machshir, which we very much value Torah, and be able to have a beautiful unity in Klal Yisrael in the Mikdash. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.